So the barriers to in the financial sector, and these kind of overlap, but I will say it anyway, lack of funds and implementation of market-based instruments and tax incentives to stimulate investment, lack of special funds or hypothecation schemes such as earmarked industry contributions to manage the full life cycle of plastics, continued use of perverse subsidies and a lack of sustainable and profitable end markets for all end-of-life plastics, lack of understanding on the extent scale of financial flows needed for solid waste management, infrastructure and operating costs at local, national, sub-regional and regional levels, including lending from institutions at micro scales, for example, to fund small projects with significant impact. And lastly, the lack of sufficient funding to support enabling activities in developing countries, including monitoring, reporting, capacity building, institutional strengthening, and policy development. So those were the barriers. The response we came up with under finance was to strengthen and establish an organisation including funding of collection, recycling, and safe disposal of waste, for example, by entities identified in extended producer responsibility. So my colleague will now continue with the technological side.